Radio friends, this is your Bible Truth program coming to you today by the love of God, sponsored by the Church of God of Resurrection Hope, the Church of God of Abrahamic Faith. We're located on the Walter Arney Road in Lenore, North Carolina. If you're in the area, we invite you to attend and worship with us each Sunday. The Sunday school is 9:30, morning worship service 10:30, then evangelistic service each Sunday evening at 7 o'clock. Jesus Christ was very straightforward in what he had to say, and this led to his death on the cross of Calvary because religionists of his day did not like what he had to say because it hurt them. Jesus said in John 5:43, "I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive." From this we can understand that Jesus our Lord, the true Son of God, came in his Father's name, and we find that also that at least one other or more could be or should come in his own name. Jesus said of those who come in their own name, them you will receive, or him will you receive. As the first church died and were put to death and died away, and time went on, the church had experienced the great falling away from the truth to the many doctrines that was leading to the establishment of the greatest religious force ever to be upon the earth. There were many false prophets, even in the days of John the Revelator in 96 A.D., these teachings of so many continued on over into the 2nd and 3rd century, and even the 4th century. Now, we're going to study in history a little today, and a study of history reveals that Arianism is the name given to the religious belief taught by the heretic Arius, who lived from 256 A.D. to 336. Now, we're going to give you these facts from the World Book Encyclopedia, and says, quote, that this powerful heretic denied the divinity of Christ, and they regarded him as merely a superior creature, that is Christ, unquote. And then we turn to the Council of Nice in 325 A.D. We quote again, in 325 A.D. at the Council of Nice, it was condemned by the Roman Catholic Church, but it continued to be a religious force until the end of the 700s, especially by the barbarian tribes. Unquote. Now, the division of the true gospel and the false were an open and shut case from the very beginning, when Paul made it clear that the Galatians had been moved from the true gospel to a perverted gospel. In Galatians 4:4, he was most emphatic that in the fullness of time God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. Those who disagreed that Jesus was made at all, but was from all eternity, had gone out from the early church, and in short, they had fallen away by great numbers. In 325 A.D., and again we are quoting from the World Encyclopedia, the Emperor Constantine called the First Council of Nice for the express purpose of settling the dispute caused by the Arian views of the Trinity. Arius was a priest of Alexandria who believed that Christ is not of the same essence of God, but of similar substance. The council adopted the so-called Nicene Creed, and this declared that God and Christ are of one substance. The council also fixed the time for observing Easter. This ancient creed is next to the oldest to the Apostles' Creed, it is claimed. It was adopted originally in this way. Now, we're still quoting from the World Encyclopedia giving the original way that the Nicene Creed was given. In 325 A.D., we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of all things, both visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the one of God, only begotten of the Father, that is to say, of the substance of the Father, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, both things in heaven, things on earth, who for us men, for our salvation, came down and was made flesh, was made man, suffered, rose again on the third day, went up into the heavens, and is to come again to judge both the quick and the dead in the Holy Ghost. Unquote. Now, this creed has come down to us, and for over 1,600 years afterwards, the great uproar, the decision to make the Nicene Creed the true creed and call the Arian view heresy became a worldwide view that has swayed religion in one direction ever since. Only since the Reformation have people been examining these types of creeds under watchful eyes of Bible truth, the Word of God, the ancient men under the Roman Emperor Constantine. And let's study the history of this Roman Emperor for a few moments. according to the World Encyclopedia, says, who according to legend, as we quote, became a Christian after a battle in which he saw a vision of a cross in the sky, and on the cross were the words, "By this sign thou shalt conquer." Christianity then became the favored religion of the empire, unquote. Now, friends, it was this emperor who called for the Council of Nice. I'm giving you this history to show you how that which people look for in the future has already been fulfilled. A little study into the history will show you that this is true. Pick up your history books, pick up your encyclopedias, look it up, see if I'm telling you the truth. Now, I will tell you that all of this was in preparation for one of the greatest foes of the true church that ever hit the face of the earth. But today, let us consider the creed that the world accepted so readily. Let us examine it. This pagan emperor, who became a Christian and declared Christianity to become the national religion of the empire. Now, how about it? Let us consider it. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of all things both visible and invisible. Now that sounds good, doesn't it? But if we believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of all things both visible and invisible, and we really believe that one sentence, then how can there be a Trinity? Or else it will absolutely refute the first declaration of we believe in one God, the Father Almighty. Secondly, you get this, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, only begotten of the Father. And we stop right there in the quotation and say, as John said, they went out from us. They have just like Satan used enough of the truth to convince that this is it, this is the thing. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Like the devil said to Adam and Eve, ye shall surely die, with a knot in the middle of it. Added the knot in the middle to completely destroy the truth in a sense of believing it, not that the truth shall ever be destroyed, but that it's made non-effective in the hearts of people by such declaration. Now let us hear the explanation of what the foregoing meant to the early church founders under Constantine. That is to say, unquote, now we quote, that is to say, unquote, because we want to point out, that is to say, or what we really mean is, quote, that Jesus is of the substance of the Father, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, unquote. Now let us look into this declaration. It is something that we want to consider. Is it possible that the so-called heretic was not a heretic after all? But who would dare to call one who was branded a heretic by an emperor of Rome not a heretic? Now if one would simply think for a moment, if Jesus is God of very God, and very God of very God and of the substance of the Father, I ask the world in a plain, positive manner, how could such a one die for your sin? Is it possible for the substance of God to die? If such substance cannot die, then how will this one die for your sin? It's just that simple. Hating this fact of truth will not help you in the day of judgment, but rather condemn you. Let's go to the next words of the creed. Not made. That's the next words. We quote it, not made. This Jesus Christ, it says, was not made. Why? Being of one substance with the Father, unquote. If he was of one substance with the Father and that substance died, then God died. But it's impossible for God to die or to lie. Not made. Let us hear Paul again in Galatians 4:4 and see if the Bible is in harmony with it. God sent forth his Son made of a woman, made under the law. Let us hear Paul again in Hebrews 1:4. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by an inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Note, being made so much better. Paul said, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel. You might say, oh, you're pretty brave to attack those who've been dead for 1,600 years, those great men who made the Nicene Creed. Oh, yeah, they have plenty of supporters yet today. Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, Paul said. Many today still are victims of such a creed, and instead of what Paul said, we want you to notice carefully the phrases, not made, being of one substance with the Father, yet Jesus in John 14:28 said, my Father is greater than I. Jesus himself said this. Let us go on. Quote, who for us men and for our salvation came down and was made flesh, was made man, suffered and rose again on the third day. I want you to note the discrepancies here. We've stopped quoting now. He who was of the substance of God came down, was made flesh. We just read, not made. Now we find that he was made flesh. Could you just take the substance of God and make flesh out of it? Now think it over carefully. The substance of God cannot die. God said, I change not. Note, they did not say he died, but suffered. Why? Because this whole creed and those who are victims of it deny that all of Christ died on the cross. And if Christ did not die completely, then there is no salvation for you or me. If he was not completely dead, but was alive, then he was not dead and we're yet in our sins. The whole thing is based on the lie that Satan told in the Garden of Eden, ye shall not surely die. This creed makes men believe that Jesus didn't die, but just the bones and flesh in which he lived in died. The substance of God didn't die because it was living in the flesh and bones. Now, if the substance which was of God did not die, then the only begotten Son of God did not die for us after all, but only that being of dust which he formed and got into. And we find that Peter says, being put to death in the flesh, whatever was in the flesh was what was put to death, let us now consider, rose again the third day. Let us look at the Christian world. On Good Friday, it is claimed that Jesus was crucified. He slept in the tomb Friday night and Saturday, which was one day and one night. Then he slept Saturday night. That makes two nights and one day. And he rose on Sunday morning, which is Easter. That makes two nights and rose on the second day. Something is drastically wrong. Yet men swallow everything without the proof of the pudding. To deny that Jesus was very God, a very God, still makes one a heretic today in the sight of the world, but it makes one a Christian in the sight of God if we believe the truth. To deny that Jesus was very God, a very God, does not detract from the glory and honor nor the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ, but when rightly divided, gives him a glory far superior to that which people try to attribute to him through this creed. When Jesus asked Peter, whom do ye say that I am? He answered, thou art the Anointed One, the Son of the living God. We find in Acts 10:38 how that God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and with power. Could that which was the substance of God and very God of very God ever be anointed by another being with any more power than he already had? That's something to think about. John said that these who went out from us, because they were not of us, would not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. I would take one to test with this verse of Scripture, 1 John 1:7. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth from all sin. Now, does the very substance of God have blood? Whatever the Son of God was when he left heaven would be the Son of God when he arrived on earth. Peter said such would even deny the Lord that bought them who believed in such creeds. Now, I ask you in love, friend, which Lord died for you? Was it that which was born of the Virgin after being begotten by the Holy Spirit, or was it the very substance of the substance of God which cannot die? Can an immortal, eternal being equal with God die? The glory of the whole thing that Christ was made in the image of the Father, glorified, made immortal, given the divine nature by being raised from the dead. Now, Paul gives it to us in truth in Romans 1:4. He said that Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. We hope these thoughts will enlighten you and give you strength in the Lord today. May he bless you is our humble prayer.